Good morning. It's 9:04. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News. As temperatures rise into triple digits this week, the city of Philadelphia has extended its heat health emergency until Sunday. The mercury is expected to peak at 104 degrees with a brutal feels-like temperature of 112. From WHYY's climate desk, Susan Phillips reports the region's electric grid will be straining under record-breaking demand.
As the nation prepares to celebrate its 250th anniversary, about 250 million people in the country are dealing with extreme heat. PJM Interconnection operates the electric grid for 13 states, including Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. PJM says it expects to break its record today for electricity usage, marking the highest daily demand since 2006. The grid operator says it has enough capacity to meet demand. It has directed data centers to use off-grid backup generation so that residential customers don't suffer from outages. From the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.
Right now, Philadelphia has more versions of the Declaration of Independence on display than any other city. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports why someone would want to see multiple versions of the same document.
There are 15 historic copies of the Declaration of Independence among five institutions in the area around Independence Mall. That's more than Boston, which is important.
There is 100% a rivalry between Boston and Philadelphia.
Historian Emily Sneff is the author of When the Declaration of Independence Was News.
I am biased because I grew up in the Philadelphia area. I lived in the Boston area for a time. I still think that we have them beat.
But why would anyone need to look at 15 different versions of the Declaration? Matthew Skick of the Museum of the American Revolution says you can witness the ideals of independence ripple across America, one printed copy at a time.
How it is being spread. What are the mechanics of it? Who were the people involved in it? It's not only fun to know that, but it also gives you a sense of the reality of it. This is the boots on the ground at that time.
The declarations can be seen at the Museum of the American Revolution, the National Constitution Center, the American Philosophical Society, the Weizmann Museum of American Jewish History, and the Historical Society of Pennsylvania. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
Philadelphia International Airport expecting a busier than usual 4th of July. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
According to a release from PHL, the airport will see more than 680,000 arriving and departing passengers. This will mark a 5% higher total than last year's Independence Day travel. In addition to potential holiday vacations and the MLB All-Star Game, PHL also expects more than 600,000 arriving and departing travelers the following week. The All-Star Game will take place July 14th at Citizens Bank Park. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
And I'm Tom McDonald.